Indian company Adani wants to build the multi-billion dollar Carmichael coal mine inland and west of Mackay. Once complete, it will be the largest coal mine in Australia and one of the largest in the world. The mine alone would produce 60 million tons of coal or more a year. And despite the climate risk of this project, both the federal and Queensland governments have given it full approval. Bill McKibben is the founder of 350.org, an author and a Gandhi Peace Prize award winner. He is an expert on climate change and has this to say about the Adani coal mine.
The Adani coal mine is one of those projects that it boggles the mind even to think about. This, if it's built, will be the largest coal mine on planet Earth. A vision so out of scale with the world that we now inhabit that it's hard to think of anything crazier. This is 18th century technology on a massive scale in a 21st century that's already being overwhelmed by the effects of climate change. As we speak, the Arctic and the Antarctic have the least ice that we've ever recorded at this stage of the year. We've watched in the last 12 months as the Great Barrier Reef has begun to disintegrate in the face of warm and more acidic water. We desperately need to keep most of the carbon that we know about underground, and that's why this is such a crazy idea right now.
This is personal for Millie Telford, an Abunjalung woman. In 2015, she was named the Australian Geographic Society's Young Conservationist of the Year, and she now runs SEED, working with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders to protect their country from climate change.
Adani's proposed Carmichael coal mine in central Queensland is closer than ever. This is a mega mine that will wreck the reef, cook the climate, and trash the rights of Indigenous peoples. Even after years of resistance from Indigenous people and the Australian public, the Queensland government and the federal government have thrown their support behind this Indian coal mining magnate. Fossil fuel projects like Adani's mega coal mine will continue to threaten our ability to live on country, whether that be from the actual destruction of the land or the climate chaos that it will create.
16-year-old Shooters Cat Martinez was recently in Australia. He has seen Indigenous communities in the US and Canada be destroyed by mining. Shooter's Cat has first-hand experience of being part of a community who have so far stopped one of the world's largest fossil fuel projects from being built.
It's my understanding that there is a huge proposition of an infrastructure project called the Adani Coal Mine that's going to be opened up here in Australia. It's going to be the biggest of its kind in the Southern Hemisphere. You know, opening up new projects like this is like very, very threatening. You know, we saw huge impacts like this in my community and, you know, with the issue of fracking. If you look at the crude oil extraction in Canada, the tar sands, it's just totally obliterated the environment there, the impacts on the water, on the Indigenous communities there. If you look at what happened with the Keystone XL pipeline going from, you know, one of the biggest fossil fuel infrastructure projects, pumping, you know, so much oil through the United States and going through Indigenous land, going through, you know, the land of ranchers and farmers, and we got Obama to reject this pipeline. And if you look at what's happening at Standing Rock, North Dakota, where millions of people have seen, thousands of people have been, and hundreds of thousands of people have been supporting this the entire way when it comes to this Indigenous community is just fighting for their water, for their land, and for their children. I think there is a lot of power in protest. There is a lot of power in standing in solidarity and standing for what we believe in. There's a lot of power in understanding what it is that we are standing for and what the alternatives are.
To get Adani coal from the Galilee Basin to the coast so it can be shipped to India, it must travel 390 kilometres via train to the Abbott Point coal port. From there, it will be loaded onto tankers which will skirt the Great Barrier Reef as part of its journey via the Coral Sea to India, where it will be burned in old and inefficient coal-fired power plants. Dr. Michael Mann is considered one of the most qualified and respected climate scientists in the world.
Well, we're already seeing devastating impacts of climate change. Well, right now, here in Sydney, we're experiencing near record levels of heat. And If we continue down the road that we're on, business as usual, we continue to burn fossil fuels, then by the middle of this century, what we think of today as a tremendously uncomfortable, dangerous heat wave will become a typical summer day. That's what most summer days will feel like. And the worst summer days, there is no analog for what that will be like. Well, I mean, we're already putting tremendous stress on coral reefs around the world, and the Great Barrier Reef, of course, one of the more striking examples of a coral reef, of a magnificent, amazing coral reef that is already under threat from increased bleaching, from global warming, from warming ocean temperatures, from increased acidification of ocean waters, from the CO2 that's building up in the atmosphere. And ironically, these ships, these tankers, would add yet another insult to a system that is already stressed almost to the breaking point.
There is another way. We don't have to accept this destructive project. The Adani coal mine is not a done deal. Together, we can change this story. We can turn this climate catastrophe into the story of our move away from polluting coal towards a renewable future.
Here in Australia, we don't need Adani's mega coal mine. We're one of the sunniest and windiest countries in the world. We have what it takes to transition to renewable energy. We just need to get on with building the solutions.
We need government to be a willing partner in leading us away from our reliance on fossil fuels that's destroying our climate and planet. We need government incentives that will help us solve this problem, that will help us make this transition that we need to make towards renewable energy.
Adani is seeking to build the world's biggest coal mine. Let that sink in for a minute. There's no way that we can meet the planet's carbon budget with projects like this. In fact, this one's so huge that it'll help tip the planet over into climate chaos all by itself.
To stop this coal mine and turn the corner on climate change, it's going to take all of us.
I think when we understand what it is that we're fighting for, and we're passionate enough about it, we won't lose.
Together, we can stop Adani. Join us. Until we make a